Hello, parents and carers of Parkside Community School. Welcome to this latest edition of the Head Teacher Letter. Mr. Kelly here, proud head teacher of Parkside Community School. And I hope that it seems a long while ago now, but we had a fantastic, restful and enjoyable May half term break. It's been a real pleasure to welcome the students back the last few weeks since then. And I'm delighted to report, as you'd hope, that they've had a really positive start in this final half term of the academic year, settling back into routines, demonstrating strong attitudes to learning, and also contributing to a calm, purposeful atmosphere that we're so proud of here at Parkside. Now, last week was a particularly important one for the school as we welcomed the Ofsted into the school building. That was on a Tuesday, the 9th of June, and Wednesday, the 10th of June. And I'd like to thank our entire school community for the way they responded during the visit. Our students were, as always, polite, engaged, and a real credit to the school during this Ofsted inspection. And our staff demonstrated their professionalism, commitment and care throughout. And together, they provided a really fantastic reflection of just how special Parkside Community School is. Now, as it is standard, we're not able to share any of the judgments or outcomes of this Ofsted inspection until the final report has been published. However, I'm really pleased there were so many positive aspects highlighted during the visit, and I'm really looking forward to sharing the full report with you as soon as it's released. This is always a really particularly exciting time of the year as we go to the last half term of our school academic year, with a great deal to look forward to over the coming week. So looking ahead, we have year 10. They have their work experience week commencing the 6th of July. We have year 6 transition days also occurring within that week. Sports day is always a highlight of the school calendar, showcasing the teamwork effort and school spirit. And we have an aspirations day as well, the day after that, an important opportunity for students to broaden their horizons and think about their future pathways. Sports day and aspirations days both occurring within the last week of term. And of course, we'll have our annual reward events, where we really want to recognise the hard work, effort and positive contributions of our students, culminating in that end of year Alton Towers trip. It's always a fantastic celebration. In terms of year 11, our year 11s have continued to impress throughout this exam period. Real maturity, real resilience and absolute commitment towards their exams. They've worked incredibly hard and conducted themselves so brilliantly, and we're so proud of the way they've approached this important time. And today marks the final examination for year 11. Some of our students finished yesterday after their physics exam, but the Spanish students, it's their final one. There's no more exams after this, and it will bring to a close a demanding and significant period in their school journey. And I just want to congratulate all of them on what they've achieved and the determination they've shown right to the end. And I'm really looking forward to celebrating their time at Parkside. We have the Year 11 Leavers Assembly. That's on Friday, so the 19th of June. And we also have, of course, the Year 11 Prom on Friday, the 3rd of July. And both these will be very special occasions, which will recognise their achievements and mark this important milestone as they leave Parkside and go on to post-16 destinations. Year 10 students are now entering an important phase of the academic year. Their mock examinations will begin this week following the completion of the Year 11 exams, and these will provide a valuable opportunity to prepare for Year 11 and to understand the next steps in their learning. So we're also looking forward to seeing our Year 10 students represent the school positively during their work experience on the week commencing the 6th of July, as I mentioned earlier on. So we know they'll make us proud. Worth highlighting is a fantastic event which some of our students took part in. It was the Embark Dance event, and we're incredibly proud of our students who took part on that on June the 3rd. The event brought together over 250 young people from 16 Embark schools to celebrate dance, creativity and performance. It was truly a special occasion with an atmosphere full of positivity, encouragement, friendship and joy. Our Parkside students represented the school brilliantly, as you'd hope, and our performance showcased creativity, confidence and the dedication that's gone into hours of rehearsal. So every student who represented the school should feel immensely proud of their achievement. I must say a huge thank you to Mrs. Hunt, whose commitment, enthusiasm and many hours of preparation made these performances possible. Her dedication to our students is greatly appreciated. We are, of course, in summer uniform in half term 6, and as we enter warmer weather, a reminder that students are able to wear elements of the summer uniform. So students may choose to leave their blazers at home. These may not be replaced with hoodies or non-school jackets, please. And of course, blazers will return to us in September, but whilst we have the warmer weather, there's no requirement for that. And also, students may wear black tailored school shorts instead of trousers, which I know already some of our students have taken up that opportunity. Please note, all items must continue in terms of uniform to meet our expectations for smartness and appropriateness, and only tailored shorts are permitted. No sports shorts, lycra or tight-fitting items are allowed. Thank you for your continued support in maintaining our high uniform standards. Please stay connected. We'll continue to strengthen how we communicate and celebrate the work of our students and our staff. Our social media platforms are regularly updated with school news, student achievements, important reminders, and a real great window into daily life at Parkside. I'd encourage all families to follow these accounts to stay informed and celebrate the many successes of our students. These platforms are an important way in which we share positive messages about our school community. So dates for the diary. On Friday, the 26th of June, it is an inset day, so that means the school is closed to students. We'll be open as normal on Thursday, the 25th, and we'll be open as normal after the weekend. But on that Friday, the 26th of June, no students are required. It's an inset day. 3rd of July, we have some Year 9 HPV immunisations, so some catch-up from students. And we have the HPV immunisations for Year 8 on the 7th of July. And of course, the 23rd of July is the last day. That is when we have a 12:30 finish. So thank you as always for your continued support. I'm looking forward to a successful and enjoyable final half term. Take care.